It's time to talk National Basketball Association on O'Connell and Swinney with NBA insider Mark Spears. Now let's talk hoops on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Hey, O'Connell and Swinney, ESPN 700, Kenneth Scott.
Yes, sir.
Big old celebrity around here. Nick, who won a prize, is excited to come pick up his prize and get a picture with Kenneth Scott. I think Kay Scott's just excited to head out to the reception area and and take that picture. Very, very excited. So NBA free agency has been wild the last week. Our guy Mark Spears, of ESPN joins us now. Mark, you had a chance to relax at all, or just been 24 hours work?
Relax.
Yeah. It's off season, right? Off season. You guys don't work in the off season.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Free agency, man. Is it killing you at this point? Durant making the...
Some Durant news has been somewhat interesting.
Yeah, yeah. How did that all go down, and is this the right move for Kevin?
I think it's the right move for Kevin because that's what he wanted to do. And if that's what he wants to do, then it's the right move. I know that sounds kind of odd, but... it's his prerogative to go there. That's what these guys fight for free agency for. I mean, the only person he's obligated to is the woman that birthed him, his mom. it's like he has earned the right to be a free agent. And I heard that up until late Sunday night, he was planning to go to stay in Oklahoma. But I think, you know, Jerry West's words and Stephen Curry's text message and, you know, Draymond Green and Iguodala and Clay, like them making them feel like, look, you'll be a part of a family, an unselfish family that you could help win championships with and or you can compete against. Take your pick, you know. And, you know, I remember this quote that he had where he said, I was the second best player in high school, was the second best player drafted. I'm tired of finishing second. And I think ultimately that's what it came to is he's tired of finishing second and he wants a championship.
How do you think the with the free agency with the Lakers, you know, the recent pickups they got, how do you think they're going to fare this season?
You know, Mozgov was, you know, I know he got a little bit overpaid, but centers are hard to come by. And I actually think he, 2 years ago, he played well. He played like somebody worthy of, or I don't know if anybody's worthy totally, but that's the market. But, somebody who should merit what he's getting now. Last season wasn't an indication of that. But it was kind of curious that the Lakers were that aggressive, but I think he can be a good center for them. I like Luol Deng a lot as far as a pickup for the Lakers. And I really like the kid they're getting from Duke. He's just so skinny and so slight. We'll see how much he could help, and he'll make his summer league debut Friday night, actually Saturday night. You guys got a chance to see Ben Simmons from the Sixers. They're going to face off against each other on Saturday night, which will be great to see in Las Vegas. But it's slowly getting better, but the West is so good that unless they could, like, get, say, Russell Westbrook to come, which may be possible, it's still going to be a learning process for the Lakers and new coach Luke Walton.
Let me ask you about Russell and what should OKC do? Do you sell now, or do you wait till closer to the trade deadline, kind of see how the season goes along? At this point, they don't look like they're probably going to be a championship contender, maybe somewhere between 5 and a 9 spot in the West. What do you do if you're Oklahoma City with Russell Westbrook?
Well, they played well without KD, but not championship well. I kind of vaguely remember a game when they played Golden State and Russ was nuts and he did well, but they still lost. If I'm the Thunder, I move him. And unless he basically says without a shadow of a doubt that he wants to be there, they can't afford to lose him for nothing, just like they lost Kevin Durant for nothing. It's too damaging to your franchise, and this is a – you know, Salt Lake has dealt with its share of that. It's hard for small market teams to get the marquee free agents. So you got to build through the draft. You got to build through trades. And you lost basically a top five player in the game for nothing. They knew Serge Ibaka was probably going to leave, so they moved him. Years ago, they moved Harden. And I think just to protect themselves, they got to move Russell, too. So I wouldn't be surprised, even if Russell was moved this summer. You know, I'm sure he wouldn't be excited, even though there's some young talent there, to play with the group that's left. I wouldn't be surprised if he's in somebody else's jersey.
If they do move Russell Westbrook, what's a logical landing spot for him, or maybe some of those destinations out there where he could be moved to?
Well, if you're Thunder GM Sam Presti, you look for where you can get the best assets, the best young talent to go with what you have there. And they have a nice group of young talent. Like, hey, I'm asking them for if the Lakers want them, I'm asking for their star rookie. Why not? This is Russell Westbrook. Or you're going to have to give me Clarkson and Mr. Cell Phone and Randall. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I don't believe that the people are going to lowball them. But I do think the longer they take to trading them, the worse it gets. I think they could probably get their best deal now. I would also hit up the Celtics. The Celtics have a lot of resources, a lot of picks still, a lot of young talent. I would hit them up. But you gotta find a team that has some young assets as far as players and also draft picks to continue your growth and hopefully hit a lottery pick to ensure that you can rebuild. But I mean, Brandon Ingram, to me, would be the first place I would start. I would ask the Lakers for him and whatever collection of other players they want to throw in. Like, you can make an argument that Westbrook is a top five player in the league. And if Westbrook goes back home, why would he not want to stay with the Lakers with the fame that he could get there and the money he could get there? So that's if I'm Sam Presti right now, I'm calling the Lakers and seeing if they would give up Ingram for him.
Would a team make a trade for Westbrook if they didn't think they could re-sign him and maybe just do a one-year sort of thing, knowing that he'd be out the door the year after?
Only if you're giving away guys that you don't care about, you know, or worried about. If you're giving, you know, if I'm the Lakers and it doesn't include Ingram, I'd probably take my chance.
Jazz have had a pretty good offseason here. George Hill, Boris Diaw, Joe Johnson all coming their way. Grade the Jazz offseason so far. Have they been outside of Golden State, have they been the big winners out west?
No, I love it. I mean, the problem with the team before is not having any veterans. And they have some great young talent, but to add those guys to the mix of young talent they have, I expect them to be in the playoffs. I expect them to be a better team. They should be closing in on 40-50 wins, which probably is what you need to get in the playoffs, right? But I do think they'll be, you know, Boris, George Hill, who's the other guy?
Joe Johnson. Yeah, Joe Johnson.
Who's that?
Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson?
Yeah.
From the Nets?
Yeah. The old the old Hawks player, the old Celtics.
See, that's how busy I've
exactly.
been. Things, I missed that.
A guy that once had the biggest contract in the NBA slid under your radar. Exactly.
Wow.
I know.
Is that today?
That was, I think, 2 days ago.
Man.
Oh.
See, that's how that happened during Durant. So
it just slides under. You miss it. So, yeah.
That pushes them. They're in the playoffs. It's funny, right? That's how crazy things have been. I missed the whole Joe Johnson thing.
Kudos to
the whole franchise for getting all that done there. Welcome back to the playoffs, Utah.
Yeah,
laugh with me for missing that one. NBA expert misses the Joe Johnson trade. Right?
Nah, it happens. It happens. Has this been one of the more wild off seasons you've seen in the last couple of years, especially with the money going out to some of these guys? And obviously with Durant and the surprise and going to Golden State?
It certainly will be one of the most memorable, for sure. because of the money, because of Durant, because, you know, this was the summer of the Cavaliers and LeBron, and not talking about them no more. This is like, it's kind of like almost like Barca, right? You got a soccer guy?
Yep.
You know, to see that super team get put together, and I actually think this is on a bigger level. You have a team with three all-stars and another guy who's been an all-star, and then you add a player who is better than everybody on that team.
is he the alpha dog right away? Is he the guy that steps in and says, I'm the best player, even though you've got the two-time defending MVP?
I don't think they care about that. And I've been around these guys a lot. I live in Oakland, and they don't care about that. They realize that as long as you're successful, everybody will have, you know, their day in the sun. They had three all-stars last year. They have lots of endorsements. You see Draymond Green has several commercials. They're the most interesting team in the NBA. So I remember when I covered the Celtics, they had their big three, and then Rondo ended up making them a big four. They all became all-stars. I think they were all all-stars together, and that will be the case with these four guys with Golden State. So you're coming out here and you want to buy a ticket, you know, get some extra money because it's going to be pricey.
Mark, last question before we let you go. Dwayne Wade seems to be $10 million a point apart with the Miami Heat right now. What should Wade do, and what do you think he ends up doing?
I think he stays. I mean, Miami has to – can't let him leave that way. Their owner makes $5 million extra dollars on one of his cruise ships. He'll be fine. just take care of the man. He gave him a nice little break. And then one thing you got to be careful of, and I'm curious to see how the Lakers' attendance is without Kobe, but Miami could quickly be a place where nobody goes to the game. You know, like Dwayne Wade's presence alone sells tickets, sells sponsorships, keeps media interest with the team. And if you lose him, there's a lot, even outside of basketball, that franchise is loses. They're losing the favorite son. They lose the favorite son of, you know, Heat history. It's not worth what they're fighting for. And I think Wade knows that. But, you know, what's the saying in The Wizard of Oz? You keep fighting one fire, Scarecrow.
There you go.
And, they'll be wishing they didn't make that mistake.
Mark, thanks for the time. Go read about Joe Johnson and his new contract.
Man,
and
that's Joe Johnson.
Yeah, two years.
Make it to the West Finals now.
2 years, $22 million. I think it's a pretty good deal. 2 years, $22 million. So, Mark, thanks for the time. Get some sleep at some point. All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks, man. See you.